Welcome to the Make Movies Great Again Movie Club. My name is Matt.
And I'm Adam.
And today we're talking about The Lost City of Z.
Starring Charlie Hunnam, Tom Holland, and Robert Pattinson, directed by James Gray.
Yes. And the other guy that was in their expedition party earlier on in the movie, the one like the kind of like the guy that was with him and Pattinson for a while, is that the guy that's also in Wonder Woman?
Ooh, I don't know.
Or am I getting my actors that look like him confused? I don't know. But anyway.
Actually, we want to announce our next week's movie club.
Yes. Yes, we do.
Next week's movie club, we will be watching The Bad Batch. It is on Netflix, starring Jason Momoa and Suki Waterhouse, director and writer Anna Lily Amirpour. The synopsis is a love story set in a community of cannibals in a future dystopia. In a desert wasteland in Texas, a muscled cannibal breaks one important rule. Don't play with your food.
Whoa. I'm into that. It's actually one I've been wanting to watch for a while.
Yeah, same here. I'm all aboard the Jason Momoa badass train.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, I'm all aboard. I might be driving.
Yeah.
But so Lost City of Z, starring Charlie Hunnam.
I'm gonna put this out there. It might be Lost City of Z. I think saying Z than Z is way cooler. And I'm gonna say we really, as Americans, we kind of fucked up not adopting that.
What?
Saying Z instead of Z. Are you kidding me?
I don't understand.
What do you mean you don't understand? Like, in England, they say, instead of saying Z, they call it Zed. It's Zed.
I don't, like, the letter Z?
Yeah, it's called Zed. It's Zed. You don't notice in the movie they call it Zed. They don't call it Z.
Oh.
So, you didn't know this.
I didn't know that was a thing.
So, the original reason why I know this is because one of my favorite cars is the CRX, the Honda CRX. It was made back in the day. And over in Europe, they call it the CRZ. And I always thought that was weird. And then, like, if you read, I'm pretty sure this is, like, a British thing. This could be also from another place in Europe. But I think it's a British thing. Yeah, they call it Z. It's not Z. It's Z. Like, if you're saying your alphabet, you're saying it from A to Z, not from A to Z.
Matt, I had no idea.
I'm glad I can enlighten you. It's amazing. It's way more badass.
Wow, it is. I like it.
Yeah. So that's what I was saying at the end of the last episode. I was trying to say, like, Z, because they say it's Z in the movie. But, yeah, so Lost City of Z.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or probably Z.
Yeah.
But,
or probably Z.
So anyways, when we were hyping this, I made it pretty clear that the director directs one of my favorite movies, We Own the Night. And this movie is very, very different from that, how it's shot and the music. The whole movie is different. I thought it was beautifully shot. The scenes in the jungle were incredible. I thought the music played along really well. I thought I was engaged for 2.5 hours. I don't know about you, Matt. I thought Charlie Hunnam was awesome and Robert Pattinson was awesome. But the thing that really got me the most, and this got me with another movie that I saw somewhat recently, I had no idea about the guy's life, was that movie Unbroken. Sorry.
What's that one now, Unbroken?
It's about the Olympic runner who he goes to the Olympics and then he gets drafted. He goes to the military and he's trained like forever, and then, you know, in prison camps and shit. I just thought that guy's story, his life story, was amazing.
He spoke at my commencement address, my graduation from college.
So jealous of that.
Yeah, it was really cool. And he died like
an amazing life.
Yeah, a crazy life.
I got that same feeling with this movie about Percival Fawcett. What an amazing life this guy lived. He's never there for his family.
Nope.
But what an incredible life.
I thought it was hilarious how he kept going away on these expeditions and coming back and he had another fucking kid. Like, you might want to get a DNA test. None of those kids are yours.
Yeah, unless he's got a strong seed.
I guess. None of those kids are yours, man.
No. What did you think?
I liked it. I liked it a lot. I didn't think – I got to be honest, it was not at all what I thought it was going to be.
No, me neither.
Not at all. I have no idea about Percival. I had no idea about any of this story. I liked it though. I'm not saying that in a bad way. I really did like it. I always find it like, have you ever seen Apocalypto?
Yeah, have I ever seen Apocalypto? Okay. Are you kidding me?
I really find like movies about indigenous tribes really fascinating for a very specific and odd reason. Where the fuck do they get these actors from to play the indigenous tribe people?
No idea.
These people are not walking around Hollywood going into auditions. They're not.
No.
I almost believe they just like show up to these places and are like, listen, we're shooting a fucking movie. You're not getting paid for this. Just stand there and don't say anything.
Just stand there. Don't kill us.
Just stand. Please don't kill us. And just stand there. Right. Because, I mean, I guess to a certain point, you can, like, the background players, you can kind of, like, dress up people that look the part. But when you have, like, the chiefs and, like, the higher up people in the tribe, they are very indigenous people, you know, physically looking. I don't know where they come from. Right.
I don't know.
Just like in Captain Phillips. Those people look exactly like fucking Somali pirates. Where are you finding those people in Hollywood?
So. The main guy pulled him off the street, didn't they?
They have to have. That makes total sense. They would have had to have.
But anyways, Lost City of Z, I thought Charlie Hunnam was great in this movie.
Brilliant.
That's not something you expect from him, is that range. I thought there was going to be some type of physical aspect to this movie. Well, he only got into one fight in this movie.
Yeah.
He gets into like 10 fights in all his other movies.
Yeah.
But like he really showcased his acting range to be an adventurer rather than an action star or a fighter in this movie. So I thought that was really good. Yeah. And my favorite scene of the movie was when he gets back from his first expedition and he's in that crowd with all like his fellow explorers and they're just like, "Oh," like it's just a room full of rowdy dudes cheering him on.
I wish you could see my notes. Dude, they started yelling pots and pans at one point. What was that? Yeah. What was that?
I guess they just weren't impressed with finding pottery in the middle of a fucking jungle.
Dude, it turned into when that guy was like refuting him about how he was like crazy and like he didn't believe anything. It basically turned into a roast. It turned into a fucking Comedy Central roast. It was hilarious. I fucking loved it. I love that. It's just like it was like a town. I long for the days of like our founding fathers. Like, how fun does it look in that room where the Declaration of Independence was signed? There's just fucking a mass amount of people all in these fucking ridiculous outfits, like screaming and yelling and signing documents and probably drinking their fucking faces off. Because that's what our founding fathers did.
As civil as history imagines it to be.
No way. It was probably a shit show. They were probably yelling pots and pans like in this movie. Pots and pans, pots and pans. I'm going to start using that now. Like I'm going to be in a work meeting and I'm going to like see something that I don't like. And I'm going to be like, pots and pans, pots and pans.
That's hilarious. I want to look at the ending to his life because I'm sure this was done for the ending was done for dramatic effect of, you know, the wife begging the leader of the Adventurers Club to continue looking for him. And then she shows up with the compass. I'm interested to see if that's true.
Yeah.
Because, you know, a movie like that, you wanna leave the hero's fate a little ambiguous because he didn't have any unredeeming qualities. Mm-hmm. He was just the beginning scene really set the tone for that. He was a man's man. Like, you know what? Me and all these dudes were gonna go hunt for the same animal at the same time, but I'm gonna break from the pack and get this massive be the toast of the town.
Yeah. I was very impressed by his horseback riding skills.
Yeah. Instead of a motorcycle.
Yeah, no, right? And he traded – I thought it was – I had a lot of callback to his days as a Redwood original when he's sitting at that table and he's just, like, explaining to the guys that, like, he will not, like
– Oh, yeah, when he wouldn't admit that he was wrong.
Yes, very Redwood original. He was, like, sitting there. I love the way Charlie Hunnam sits at a big wooden table. There's just something about it. It's just
– I need a series of Charlie Hunnam sitting at a big wooden table.
Wait, so
being intimidating.
The only reason why I need the sequel to King Arthur is because I need to see him sitting at the round table. Now I know. Now I know why I need it. That's why I need that sequel. I like the movie anyway, but I definitely need the sequel now. he sits at tables very well. He's very, very, his poise and his posture is just right. Very intimidating.
Yeah, you know who else could sit at a table? A mean sit at a table?
Who?
Green Arrow. That actor needs to be able to sit at a table.
Do you think so? Was this filmed way before Tom Holland got brought on as Spider-Man?
Maybe. It was definitely filmed before Spider-Man was filmed.
I was going to say definitely. I was hoping that like maybe Tom Holland was kind of like getting in Charlie Hunnam's ear a little bit and be like, you know, it's pretty cool to play a superhero. You might want to think about playing Green Arrow.
Maybe. I've seen like pictures of him and Jason Momoa together. Probably whispering in his ear like, hey, motherfucker, you better be the Green Arrow. I'm going to come to your house and rip your arms off.
What they were probably doing is being like, hey, Charlie, we got the best facial hair in Hollywood. How do you feel about that?
Pretty good.
Anyway, so another thing about this movie, Mr. Murray, that fucking guy who supposedly explored the Antarctica, is a little bitch. He's a little fucking bitch. I liked it. Fucking Charlie Hunnam pulled the 180 on him, pulled the rug out right from underneath him, sent him fucking packing. And then when he was asked to apologize, he said he'll apologize to his men, not to him. Yep. I fucking loved that. That was awesome.
Yep. And then the leaders of the club got all butthurt when he was like, nah, I don't need this. I'm out of here.
Yep.
And then validated him when he abandoned them again. Like on another group of people.
Yep, exactly. That was awesome. I like that a lot.
They did such a good job of making, like, that guy was in the movie for 10 minutes, but they made him such a villain.
Yeah.
You know, you did that.
Yep.
I thought the structure of this movie was really good, too, because.
Jeez.
It started with the, you know, the buck hunt. And
right.
And then you get a glimpse of his family life.
Yeah.
And then, boom, he's in the jungle.
Yeah, well,
and he comes back for a little while, and he, you know, the politicking with all the guys, and boom, he's back in the jungle.
Yeah.
And then, you know, I thought it did a really good job of turning all of that over.
I thought it was interesting the first time they went on the expedition, when that fucking guy got eaten by piranhas and shit and, like, got pierced with a fucking arrow. I thought it was really cool, like, that they were going on this journey, but then they found the pottery, and then that was it. Like, journey over. We reached the end of the river. Let's fucking go home. That was it. You know what I mean? Like, then they went back and they reported their findings, and then they went back out again with the second time they went out with Mr. Murray, right? And that was a fucking shit show as well. And they didn't find anything.
When he goes with his son, it's fucking smooth sailing the whole time until the end.
Yeah. So I don't understand. So it was tough for me to distinguish between what tribe is what tribe, right?
Yeah.
There's two different tribes at the end, right? And one of them took them.
They were getting chased by one tribe.
Yeah. And then another tribe. So there's three, because they were staying with one and everything was fine.
Yeah. And then they were wandering around again and they got chased by another tribe with bad intentions.
Yeah.
And, you know, that other tribe comes and saves them. And, I mean, I feel like that sort of leads you to believe that, you know, maybe these people, maybe they didn't kill them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure they did.
Yeah.
In real life, I'm sure they're not. They didn't spend their rest of their lives in the lost city of Zed.
Probably not. Yes, Zed.
But I really like this movie. So to wrap things up here, it's a thumbs up for me. I'm glad I saw it, and I'm glad that I liked it. It wasn't what I expected, but in a good way.
It's a thumbs up for me as well. I thought the acting was very good. I thought Robert Pattinson's character was very interesting. I thought Charlie Hunnam did a great job as well. Tom Holland, too, did a great job. Charlie Hunnam's wife, who her name escapes me.
Sienna Miller. She was a really good.
I thought she was good in that. I like stories of explorers, so this is right up my alley.
Need more exploring stories. Yeah. Imagine that. Being an explorer, that's badass.
I was thinking about that, like, watching this movie, and I'm like, I can't even imagine living in a world where we have to still map out where we're fucking going. Like, we don't know parts of the world. That's fascinating to me and horrifying and, like, very interesting. So,
yeah.
I like these type of stories. And in that same regards, I like these type of stories that leaves it open and mysterious, even though we probably know what happens. But this is also a very satisfying end because he was almost like – this is his life goal. Like, he wanted to find the lost city of Zed, and if you know, I mean, whether, I think in his mind, like, whether he found it or not, like, he didn't care. Like, I think that he, like, I think him dying out there, that's why I think he was so calm at the end. Like, if that was his end, then I don't think it mattered for him, because I think that he needed to find that place. It almost, like, it didn't drive him mad, but to a point it did. So, I don't know. I really liked it. It's a thumbs up for me.
Awesome. I'm really interested to hear what Sean thinks of it too.
Yeah.
I feel like Sean would like this one.
I'm trying to see any other notes that I might have missed in here. No, I got it, caught everything. Cool. So next week we're talking about The Bad Batch. That's on Netflix, Adam.
It's on Netflix. It's on Amazon too, but I think you got to pay for it. So, you know, if you've got Amazon and not Netflix, you can still watch it.
Netflix it is. So The Bad Batch, watch that, and we'll talk to you guys next week. Adam, right, thank you.
Thank you, Matt. Glad you enjoyed it.
I did enjoy it. You know what else I enjoy?
What?
I just saw that Travis Kelce got me a nice little touchdown.
There you go.
Yeah, here we go. Fantasy football. All right. Talk to you guys later.
See ya.
Later.